It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, January 27th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Does your internet service provider keep track of where you've been online and how long you spent there? They might, or they might not. There are no laws requiring ISPs to keep records of their customers. The Department of Justice says there should be. This week, they called for ISPs to keep records for an as-yet unspecified amount of time. Susan Freewald is a professor at the University of San Francisco Law School. She says the Justice Department is watching its step.
Law enforcement doesn't want to be too specific about what the problem is because I think they don't want to alert bad guys as to what they can get away with. But part of it is they're still in negotiation. They may not get a data retention law, and there's a lot of opposition to it by both privacy advocates and industry. There's a real concern that a data retention directive would negatively impact internet innovation and our company's ability to compete internationally. So it's not like the Department of Justice can just walk into Congress and say, here's what we want. And they have to show their need and prove their case.
The Justice Department wants to do that because that information could be a big help in investigations. Paul Ohm is a University of Colorado Law School professor and a former Justice Department prosecutor.
It turns out this IP address, which is a unique identifier for your computer, is a piece of information you reveal to every single website with which your computer communicates. And so the classic case is the police take down a website that has some contraband on it, most likely images of child pornography. And in that computer, they have a list of all of the IP addresses going back for who knows how long that have downloaded these pieces of contraband material. But they're just IP addresses. They need to put a name behind each one. That's where your ISP like Comcast will come in.
So is the kind of information then that the government's getting a real smoking gun in a criminal investigation? I mean, is it really solid proof?
It often can be. I mean, what makes it a smoking gun is, you know, after they obtain the record from Comcast, later on they can get testimony from a Comcast business person who will tell you about how this is an accurate number and how they know to great confidence that someone using a computer in your home was the person associated with that IP address. Obviously, there's no perfection here, but there's enough confidence and faith in this connection that it's admissible in court and has supported many, many, many convictions over time.
So then what are the privacy concerns? If this is a smoking gun to catch people doing horrible criminal things, then what's the problem?
It's the rest of us. Data retention would sweep across all websites and all ISPs, and it would memorialize the IP addresses and the behavior of people who are not breaking the law at all. And in fact, the amount of innocent behavior it would memorialize would vastly outweigh the amount of criminal behavior that it would memorialize. You got to consider things like civil litigation. So now divorce proceedings are suddenly going to find that there's much more records of what spouses were doing when they were online than used to exist. You're basically opening up to the world a much richer, deeper, and longer record of what we're all doing online. And that's all of the innocent people, not the criminals.
Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and Google has teamed up with Israel's Holocaust Museum to put photos from that time on a website. They're hoping online visitors can identify some of the people in those pictures. Hey, you can get an email from me every morning with updates on everything you need to know about tech for that day. Just find the newsletters link at marketplacetech.org and sign up. Facebook has a new feature called Sponsored Stories. They have new features all the time, I know, but if you're on Facebook, I really want you to know about this one. Here's how it works. Say you write a status update that happens to mention a brand name, like that Pepsi really hit the spot. Facebook can now sell that update, complete with your name and picture, to Pepsi. Pepsi then turns it into an ad that they put on your Facebook page and the pages of all your friends. Boom. Guess what? You're an unpaid Pepsi spokesperson. You receive no warning and you cannot opt out. I'm reminded of the words of online security expert Bruce Schneier, who said, "Don't make the mistake of thinking you're Facebook's customer. You're not. You're the product. Its customers are the advertisers." This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.